Hi, good morning. Let's turn to Numbers today, chapter 20. Numbers chapter 20. So we're going to start at verse 2 and go till verse 12. So Numbers 20, verse 2. There was no water for the congregation, and they assembled themselves against Moses and Aaron. The people thus contended with Moses and spoke, saying, "If only we had perished when our brothers perished before the Lord. Why then have you brought the Lord's assembly into the wilderness for us and our beasts to die here? Why have you made us come up from Egypt to bring us into this wretched place? It is not a place of grain or figs or vines or pomegranates, nor is there water to drink." Then Moses and Aaron came in from the presence of the assembly to the doorway of the tent of meeting and fell on their faces. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to them. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the rod, and you and your brother Aaron assemble the congregation and speak to the rock before their eyes, that it may yield its water. You shall thus bring forth water for them out of the rock, and let the congregation and their beasts drink." So Moses took the rod from before the Lord, just as he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly before the rock, and he said to them, "Listen now, you rebels, shall we bring forth water for you out of this rock?" Then Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came forth abundantly, and the congregation and their beasts drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you have not believed me to treat me as holy in the sight of the sons of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them." Let's pray. Father God, Lord, we just thank you for this day, this morning, for gathering us here today with our brothers and sisters, Lord, that we can come and hear your word and just really fellowship with you, Lord. I just pray, God, that that you would just give us open hearts to receive your revelation today, God, and that you would use me, God, to speak your truth and convey your heart as well. We thank you, and I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So until this incident, Moses had been doing so well, right? He had accomplished miracle after miracle after miracle, the plagues, bringing forth manna, turning bitter water into sweet water. Crazy miracles. And the culmination of that was also a similar situation from the verse we just read, where the Israelites were grumbling, and God was basically fed up with the Israelites. And he just wanted to basically be done with them, but he still wanted to bless them. And Moses infamously said, "No, God, that's not good enough. I want you, right? Without you, we're not going to do it." And God was so pleased with Moses, he said, it was like the ultimate, like, you could say, like, what's it called? Lamp rubbing, like a genie. God said, "What do you want?" Basically, he asked Moses, "You can have anything you want. What do you want?" And that's when Moses also responded, like, next level. He said, "Show me your glory." Basically, "I want more of you. I want to know all of you." So God was just so, so, so pleased with Moses. And thus, he was also named the most humble man ever, pretty much. So we get to this point. And again, same situation where the Israelites are grumbling. There's not enough food, not enough drink, and they're just grumbling. Why, Moses? Why did you rescue us? Why did you take us out from slavery? And same thing happens, except this time, Moses slightly deviates from the instructions, right? So God tells Moses to go before the rock and speak to it, and then water will come forth. Moses goes before the rock. Rather than speak to the rock, he strikes the rock, and the result is still the miracle. The miracle is still fulfilled, so water basically gushes out. So you might think, that's pretty harsh, right? Like, he kind of just was off a little, and he was basically punished for another 40 years in exile. And that can be kind of scary for us. What if I don't, especially for us, as we're contending and trying to hear God's voice for his instructions, if we're off by just a little, like say, you know, especially say the prophetic, you know, we say, I'm drawing a blank with an example, but we tell someone to, rather than lay hands on the person, we're supposed to just speak it forth, for example. And oh shoot, if we just deviate this much, are we going to be punished? Is there going to be great consequence? Well, I believe, luckily for us, that God looks beyond just the action, right? He looks at the heart of what's going on. And if you look at Moses beyond the action and you look at his heart, you can see it reflected in verse 10. In verse 10, Moses gathers the people before the rock, just as God instructed, so far so good. But I think it's more the words. He says, "Listen now, you rebels, shall we bring forth water for you out of this rock?" Notice he said "we," referring to, I don't know, either himself and Aaron, or maybe even himself and God, right? It's not Moses and Aaron who can bring forth the water. Only God. He should have said, "Listen now, you rebels. God will bring forth the water," basically. So already you can see something, his attitude is different. He went from pleasing God and just saying, "God, it's not enough to bless you. It's not enough for you to bless me. I need you," to saying, "Shall we bring forth water for you out of the rock?" So I think he lost some of his humility in this place, in this situation. So what happened? I mean, I really don't know why Moses suddenly lost that humility. I mean, he's still experiencing God. God is still dialoguing with him all the time. But for whatever reason, in this moment, he just took the credit. He thought he had the power and the ability to do it. So as the only thing I could think of was perhaps it was out of routine and familiarity. For routine, what I mean is, again, this situation kept happening. Same situation over and over and over again. Israelites, unhappy. In that, basically, they just see what's in front of them. In that moment in front of them, they're tired, they're hungry, they don't know what's going on, and they just start grumbling. And then, basically, Moses goes before God. God is consistently so faithful in blessing, 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 coming through. And even then, maybe Moses is so familiar with just always being able to hear. He just got too familiar. The reason I say perhaps it's that is this is pretty much Moses' ministry and work, right? And if we were to parallel that with our own work and ministry, you can see a lot of similarities. Similarities being, we start off with our jobs, start off with ministries. We're desperate for God. We know that God is the one who provided this. And then, as you know, week by week, month by month, I guess usually around the 1 year, 2 year mark, suddenly it becomes a routine. And suddenly, you don't really need God. Yes, in our minds, we're like, oh yes, God gave us our job. Yes, God, you are everything. But the way we actually live our life, the way what's really going on in our hearts is, I can handle this on my own. So, point one is, let's humble ourselves. And I was thinking about, how do we do that? I think in our work, our ministry, I think it's actually, we have to do our very best. When we become familiar, when we have a routine, we start to get lazy. And then I realize if you do work halfway, you actually never really know your full ability. And by full ability, you know also your weakness and how God can come into that situation. So when you give your best, I think that's also a reflection of your desperateness for God as well. So humble yourself, do your best. And the second point is, shoot, Moses, 40 years, shoot, what can he do? But if you look back a little, prior to the 40 years, or prior to this exile, he has already in exile for 40 years. So he was in exile for 40 years, leading literal sheep, right? Real sheep. So he's just a shepherd to sheep. And now his new challenge in life is to lead 40 years, and he's a shepherd of the Israelites. So God had already prepared him. All to say, oftentimes when we go through new challenges, I don't know, we always say this, whether it be through marriage, you're never ready to be married. You're never married to have children. You're never ready to become a house church leader, for example. But I submit to you, we're always ready, because God has actually been preparing you your whole life, right? Of course, you're ready not on your own strength, but through your experiences and also experiencing also dependence on God. You're actually always ready with every challenge. But we come through that challenge, we're like, oh, I'm not ready. I have no experience. I don't know what to do. Blah, 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 blah. But the reality is, we are always ready. And that gives us hope, right? In this situation, Moses actually messes up, right? I think many of the situations we have to handle isn't even a result of a mess up. It's just opportunity. And sometimes we still approach it with such fear. So, I have two verses for us just to encourage that point of, we are always ready. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him. Or I guess we learn, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. In Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And just even through my personal experience, this has been so true, not just through God's faithfulness in hindsight, but even as I look back, house church leader, when I was first called to be one, I was totally not ready. In fact, I think the only reason I got called to be a house church leader was because Janie was a house church leader, or was like recruited to be one. So I was like, I was pretty okay with not having any responsibilities. So I got called a house church leader. I can say I had no idea what I was doing. Even for, I would say, the first few years, I had no idea what I was doing. But I can see God was using that to refine and get me ready to be a leader. And it was probably not until I finally led our Cambodia trip. This was 4 years ago. And Nate, Pastor Nate, was supposed to lead it. And then I don't know why, but somehow in the end he's like, he had to lead the worship side. Somehow right at the end he's like, hey, can you lead the I guess bloom part? And I was like, oh shoot. Kind of like, you know, when people ask you to step up, that feeling you get. I guess usually you guys, it's like, oh, can you do offering prayer? You're like, oh shoot, I don't know if I'm ready for that. So you can imagine when they said, oh, do you want to lead this team? And I'm not, with House Church, I'm co-leading, right? And I can just relax, let Janie lead, and then step in when I feel like it, step out when I feel like it, no pressure. And I can say God was so faithful. In fact, that was probably my launching pad to just being comfortable being leader. I went, and I think oftentimes when we have trouble, I guess, leading or stepping it up, it's not that we have a doubt in God. Or no, it is that we, it's not that we have, sorry. It's not that we have a doubt in our own ability. I think it's we doubt God's ability. And what we have to do is just surrender all that and then shift the focus away from ourselves and shift away from why we can't do it and just focus on being obedient, right? That's it. Be obedient. I want to just not worry what people think. I just want to focus on, you know, loving my team and just fulfilling God's will. And as a result, oh man, it just was so easy. I can't explain it. It's like something clicked. Like we always pray for, you know, transformation, and we always desire it like instantly. And in this instance, it was quite instant. So praise God for that. So let's pray. And you might be in two different camps. First camp is the humility camp, especially concerning, I guess, work in ministry, where perhaps it has become very routine and familiar, and we need to humble ourselves. And we can do that by just remembering back to even before that or at the beginning, and the truth, which is that, you know, God is our strength. God is the one who motivates us and gives us a purpose where the work is more than work, but it is a calling. Or you might be in the second camp and you're dealing with a tough challenge ahead of you. And you're afraid, you don't know what to do, you don't want to take ownership of it. But just go before God and let God just minister to you and minister to you that, you know, you're ready. He's prepared you, He's shaped you, you know, all the experiences you've had, He's going to use that for this situation. And most importantly is, you know, God is with you. Holy Spirit is in you to just guide you and comfort you through it all. Let's just take some time to pray for ourselves. Let's just confess with our mouths and our heart. Just repent, if you have to, of being just distracted, of being focused, too focused on just things of this world or things that are maybe a little self-centered. And let's just confess with our mouths that we will just turn back and fix our eyes on God. And that we would just, our greatest desire would be just to fulfill what God wants to be have fulfilled. Let's pray. Let's turn to our community focus and let's just come together to pray for those on the list, cancer, chemo, as well as the surgery recovery. Let's also pray for those who are also sick, but also in need of God's revelation, salvation. So let's lift those up. Also lift up those with infirmities. Let's also lift up those with looking for jobs, seeking jobs. Let's pray for God's provision to be released, for doors to open, but as well as that they would just make the most of this downtime, just seeking God. Let's go to our Thursday prayer focus. Let's go to point one, our missions. Let's lift up North Korea for Chris and also just the whole community there, as well as South Korea and SP's role in any future church plants. Let's lift up Japan and Pastor Mitsunobi, as well as P. Sophia, who's here right now. Thank you.
Let's lift up our ministries, IP, Intercessory Prayer, who's led by Matt, The Well, who's led by Ricky, and also Cascade, who's led by Rachel. Let's just pray that for God's presence to come and really bring the healing, and that the leaders would just be given the discernment of how to guide and lead the teams, as well as the wisdom of how to just handle teams as well. Let's lift up the men and women's ministries. You can lift up the men who recently just returned from a wonderful retreat. Let's just pray for follow-up on Mondays. And it's not on there, but you can also lift up the young adult men and the young adult women who will be meeting soon. Lift up our outreaches, SP Lights Outreach and Homie Outreach, you know, that they would just have a wonderful time serving those people, and that God would really move and give the teams favor as well as they go out to share. Finally, let's lift up the house churches tonight. Austin West, Soho, Robin Hood. Let's pray that they'll have a wonderful time, especially those who are having Thanksgiving turkey meal, that, you know, all the logistics would come through. And let's just pray that, most importantly, you know, that God's presence would come and really move and touch everybody. Yes, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for just everything, God. The small things, the big things, Lord. There's so many, everything, God. We give you credit and the glory, God. I pray, Lord, that you would just draw us near to you, God. That we'd be so near to you, Lord. And that we would just cherish and appreciate you, God, not for just your blessings, God, but even more than that, just for who you are, God, as our faithful God, our faithful Father. Lord, someone who just loves us so much, God. So I just pray for my brothers and sisters today, Lord, that with all the blessings and opportunities that you have in store for them, God, that they would just step into that today. With boldness, God, with courage, God, knowing that they're ready, knowing that you are there with them, even as they step forth, God. Give us the ears and eyes just to see and discern, God, how you're moving today. We thank you, Lord. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So please continue to just spend that QT with God and have a great day.